Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Good Monday morning, and it certainly is in Tampa Bay or Champa Bay. If you watched the game last night, I'm sure literally every single person that's listening here to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance, with all guests on the Goodyear Hotline, did. Safe to say that CBS had Queen Latifah as the equalizer, but the Chiefs had nobody to equalize or marginalize what the Bucks had on the field. Jim and Tony called it one for the ages. Turned out to be totally one-sided. So many directions to go, with all directions eventually leading to the same point. Tom Brady, let's get into what you guys did. It was an unprecedented Super Bowl Sunday. Just sort of watched the game, didn't have the crowd over. The crowd of the game was diminished. So many places to go. Key, good morning. You won a Super Bowl with the Bucks, and now you got to share it, importantly. You got to share it with 53 other dudes that can say they
wasn't on my team.
Tampa Bay Buck Super Bowl champions.
No, they are. They did a good job, man. It was they did a good job. So crazy because I sat around all day long waiting for the game, obviously, right? Just getting everything in order, making sure that the food was right, all the chips and all the little nuts and snacks and the cocktails was flowing and the wings was right and the nachos. I had everything ready to go. I did all that for that game. That was one of the most boringest Super Bowls that I've watched. I mean, everything from start to finish. It was just boring. It was just like, it was boring to the point, if you watch the post game, they won the Super Bowl and they were not even really celebrating. It was kind of like, yeah, we won. Tom over there hugging people. It was like, yeah, I got another one to put in my trophy case. No big deal. It was just, it was fine. And I get it. We're in a pandemic. It's only so much celebrating that can take place, Jay. But I'm glad it's over with and we could probably get back to a regular season, hopefully in September of 2021.
I mean, I even feel like if we have fans there, that still would have been anticlimactic. The most exciting part of this whole thing to me was our text chain that we had and the picture that you sent of a
What did I see?
Oh, Lord. This is Zubin. This is where it gets good. And this is why, Zubin, we need you on these text chains, man. I'm trying to tell you. You sent a picture of Tom Brady.
Oh,
it's like Tom Brady has his face put over like a dad, and obviously the dad's carrying a little kid on his shoulders, and there's a picture of Patrick Mahomes' face on the little kid, and it says, "Take your son to work day."
He was riding him on his shoulders. Patrick Mahomes was on his shoulders. Somebody sent me that like immediately. When doing the game, they sent it to me, and so I sent it to everybody.
Should have been Tom Brady sitting on Devin White's shoulders.
Well, I mean,
he carried him.
Defense gets you there. That's how Tom Brady has done it his whole career, though. It works one way. That way, it's okay. It's okay that Tom Brady has a top 10 defense.
Hey, I'm done. I can't even. However he won, I've been fighting. I give up.
Give it to him, kid.
Dude won again. What can you say? He won again. There's nothing you can say. We can pick fine holes, try to poke holes, look to discredit. However, he won again. He won. Listen to that, Jay. He won again.
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 Key, he has 7. The Patriots have 6. The Steelers have 6. The Cowboys have 5. The 49ers have 5. Just say it. He's the best franchise in the NFL. Tom Brady's the best franchise in the NFL.
He can go to Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow and they might win the Super Bowl. It may not even be his quarterback play. It's just whatever it is that he brings it. That last 30 seconds screaming and yelling in the huddle with 30 seconds to go in the game, whatever that was, they buy in, they win.
It's unbelievable. Think about what Jay said. Tom Brady has won more Super Bowls than any franchise in the history of the NFL. And obviously, remember, Brady's done this all in this millennium. The Steelers won 4 championships in the 70s. The Niners were the team of the 80s. The Cowboys in the 90s. Brady has done this, obviously, in the last 20 years plus. It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Week 12, Chiefs jump out to a 17-0 lead over the Bucks, hang on for a 27-24 victory. Since that loss, the Bucks never lost. Head coach Bruce Arians on what they learned after that defeat that turned into W after W after W after W.
We watched that one pretty closely. I mean, we knew we screwed up in that first quarter. We weren't going to let Tyreek Hill get off this time. And Todd came up with a great, great game plan of keeping Kelce and Tyreek Hill in front of us and let that front four get after him.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. So let's kind of go back to the Chiefs here. We haven't really touched here on the Chiefs, and deservedly so. Brady gets all the accolades. He deserves them, his fifth Super Bowl MVP. What did you make of the Chiefs? Obviously, they were compromised at a couple of very important positions on the field.
Yeah, offensive line, they struggled. They, you know, for whatever reason, Todd Bowles did a great job on Tyreek Hill, and they couldn't figure out how to shake him or Kelce loose. But that is how you win, though. You keep everybody in front of you, and you rally to make the tackles, and you and so that was what the Bucs defense did. And then Patrick Mahomes was off a little bit. I mean, they started – it was a jailbreak at times, which was ridiculous. He dropped back and hit his back foot, and the next thing you know, the rush was coming, whether it was blitzing, whether it was JPP, Sue up the middle. I mean, that thing looks different when you're sitting in that cockpit. So for him, he struggled. There's no question about it. But it wasn't all him. He needed some other guys to come to the party for him. The defense certainly didn't play as well as you would have thought that they would have played against the Buccaneers. And it's just – it's unfortunate that it turned out to be this way for a guy that a lot of people deemed as the next Michael Jordan of his sport. You know, that's why I try to tell Jay when stuff like that come up, I'm like, Jay, man, let's just – Jay didn't say it. Let's be clear. But when you start to push the envelope on things like that, this guy is this. It's like, well, man, let's just let him get to two before we put him at seven. Let him get the two wins beforehand, because we've seen great quarterback play by many guys, and then it just disappears after that.
I just feel like this doesn't take away from Patrick Mahomes' greatness to me. It just, you know, last night recognizing that, look, he was pressured more than any QB in Super Bowl history 29 times. Brady was pressured fewest times in Super Bowl history at 4, right? So the O-line obviously decimated. Tyreek Hill wasn't doing backflips and giving a peace sign this time like he did the first matchup. Winfield Jr. let him know about that. And it just, the defense couldn't really stop guys like Leonard Fournette and, I mean, God, Gronk and Tom Brady. I mean, it just, it was like that was on repeat. That was like watching an oldie but goodie. I just feel, though, like at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is still a special talent that's deserving of $500 million.
Absolutely.
He still is. It just so many things worked against him. I got to give the credit to the Bucs for how they handled that game plan. Todd Bowles should have been the MVP with the way he had that defense ready to go.
And nothing's taken away from Patrick Mahomes or the Chiefs. But when you start to talk about the great quarterbacks that have played this game, you talk about them after they win a couple championships. When they win one, we've seen it. It's Aaron Rodgers has never been back since his first one, and we keep waiting for that. Drew Brees is getting ready to retire and has not stepped back into a Super Bowl as a player. And then so when you start to look at the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, it's like, okay, we know he's good, and we know they're young, and they all sign, and they're good. But there's so many other things when you look at the quarterback play of other guys in the past that have gone to Super Bowls and have lost those Super Bowls, have yet to get back.
You don't think Patrick Mahomes gets back, Key?
I don't know that. I just be honest with you, Jay. I don't know, because there's so much that has to happen. Andy Reid's dealing with personal issues with his family right now.
Yeah, that was.
Eric Bieniemy may decide next year when his opportunity's up again, Zubin, to leave and go on. Other teams in the AFC are going to get better. The Jets didn't go out and get Robert Saleh for nothing. The Buffalo Bills, you think they don't think they got a shot? Or the Cleveland Browns? Or you don't think Pittsburgh is trying to figure out how to fix their quarterback situation? Deshaun Watson, where does he land? I mean, all of those sort of things. So when you start to put the chase down for Patrick Mahomes on catching Brady, it's like, we don't know.
The AFC is more emboldened than ever, because Mahomes had never had a dud in his 3 years as a starter, but yesterday was proof positive on the worst possible stage that he had one. Last thing I would say, last three Bucs opponents, Saints, Packers, Chiefs. In the regular season, Brady went 1-2 against them. He got smoked by the Saints. But when it happened and mattered the most in the divisional round, got him. They beat the Packers, but they had to go to Lambeau and Aaron's best chance to maybe get there again. Smoked him. And the Chiefs, who they didn't get smoked by, they lost by 3, but they were outclassed, down 17-0 in the regular season game. When it counted the most, they were there again. That's the measure of the man. You can get me in the regular season, that's all fine and good. But when the chips are all at the center of the table, ask those three teams what happens when you face.
Zubin used the word smoke. I ain't heard that in years.
It's all the smoke. And the Chiefs went up in smoke yesterday. On the way, he broached it. He's not sure the Chiefs are going to get back and why that's great news for the rest of the AFC. We'll dig into that Super Bowl talk all morning long.
Their defensive line kind of thrives off of being able to pin their ears back and get after the quarterback. And sure enough,
obviously, we didn't end the season the way we wanted to. And at the end of the day, we have to come into this next year with a blank slate and trying to find a way to get to the Super Bowl again.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Well, Tom Brady has fought off Patrick Mahomes and is going to get his seventh Super Bowl victory.
Their defensive line kind of thrives off of being able to pin their ears back and get after the quarterback. And sure enough,
obviously, we didn't end the season the way we wanted to. And at the end of the day, we have to come into this next year with a blank slate and trying to find a way to get to the Super Bowl again.
But you see, that's the beauty for the Chiefs. It's not the end of the day. It's not even close. Their quarterback will be 26, probably in week two or three of the 2021 NFL season until September 17th. He's still 25, and he's still accomplished as much as almost anybody at that age in the history of the NFL. Got two questions for you this morning that are pressing right now. And Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, all of our guests on the Goodyear Hotline. This is for everybody. Our first question, our poll question this morning, who is the GOAT of all team sports? I'm sure you know who the inspiration for this particular question is. Could be anybody. Who's the GOAT of all team sports? Key's been on record saying, why can't we just enjoy them all? But that's not what we do here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And the second question, Key, which you broached in our opening segment this morning, teams that lose the Super Bowl, it is just hard, hard. I don't care how good their quarterback is. It is just hard to get back.
Well, it's not even lose the Super Bowl. Even if you win the Super Bowl, It's hard. Everybody points to New England. Stop. Stop the New England Tom Brady, Belichick. Look, they did it. He was a great quarterback, so everybody else is supposed to do it. It does not work that way. This game is extremely hard, but when you talk about the losing team, Aaron Rodgers won. He hasn't been back. Mm-hmm. Three MVPs, and he has yet to go back to the Super Bowl, right? Think about it. Tom Brady won in 04, 05, I think those are the years, to start with. He hadn't, then it took him 10 years to win another Super Bowl.
A whole decade.
Look, it's hard. No matter how much we like Patrick Mahomes, and we love his talent and his skill set, and I get it, but sometimes it's just not meant to be, even if we want to force it. You know, he got 15 years to go. Do I honestly think he'll get back to the Super Bowl? Yes. How many times? I don't know. But at the same time, I do recognize that it's extremely hard, Jay. And I've seen this movie so many times. Seattle's still trying to get back after they gave the Super Bowl to the New England Patriots on the interception at the end of the game. They still trying to get back, right? I mean, it's just, that's what happens.
I just feel like, Key, after watching that game last night, watching the way that the Bucs dismantled the Chiefs, and I know that Patrick Mahomes could then go off and potentially, if he were to win four down the line in 15 years, but there's no way he could surpass Tom Brady, in my opinion. There's no way that can ever happen. This game will forever be cemented with these two. It feels as if Tom Brady.
You mean when you say surpass him, you talking about in the total of winnings or just in just
like the
in
greatest
the football
of all time
world.
Conversation? Oh, okay. Like the greatest of all, and it goes back to, you know, we'll get into this throughout the show. You know, if you consider Tom Brady to be the greatest athlete in team sports history.
I love that you stressed
I'm still gonna
athlete.
Yeah, I'm giving Tom Brady all of his flowers. I don't know if I'm going to give him that single one rose yet. I still think Jordan is that just because of the way he's been undefeated. But I just – this picture of Tom Brady just having Patrick Mahomes on his shoulder. Now, I'm telling you, that picture that you sent me last night is just forever ingrained in my mind right now. It felt like this was an older guy just saying, hey, let me show you how to do this, young fella,
here's,
for the time being.
Here's what I would say. And in basketball, it's a little bit different because in basketball, I recognize that Jay Will can only go to his right. So I'm going to push him to his left. We're going to close on the right and everything. We're going to force him to go left. What happened in that game last night is there's a blueprint out now. And that blueprint, regardless to what the offensive line looked like and how decimated the offensive line was, there's a blueprint that was put together by Todd Bowles. And that blueprint is – we need to confuse and mix up coverages and twists and stunts and rotations. It's something called a cat blitz. Y'all probably don't know what that means. It means
what
corner
it mean?
Cat. The corners are coming off the edge. He brought a double cat, something that does not happen. That's video game football. That is Madden 21 football. Double cat blitz where he brought both corners off the edge. He did that to Patrick Mahomes last night. Patrick Mahomes threw an incompletion. A double cat blitz. Nobody dials that up, man. Nobody. If you can, we can have Mike Tannenbaum, we can ask him. Dan Orlovsky's coming on with us in about an hour. We can ask him, when was the last time he saw a double cat blitz coming out of the secondary? Dan's probably going to say never in his entire career has he seen that.
12 years he played.
And it's 12 years because they don't do it. They bring one. They're not going to bring both. But Ty Bowles brought both, so therefore there's a blueprint out now that Copycat League is going to install during the offseason to say, let's do this to the Kansas City Chiefs offense. Let's do this. Let's confuse. And those teams are going to try to get to the Super Bowl next year.
But, Key, you don't think if this offensive line was healthy, if they didn't have certain players opt out at the beginning of the year – you don't think that would have given Patrick Mahomes a lot more time in the pocket? It seems like he was taking 20 steps back in his drop multiple times. It just feels like they were coming at him 24/7. The all line couldn't hold nothing.
It's all about what Ty Bowles did, to be honest with you. It's not about the offensive line. I mean, we could talk about the offensive line, and we could use that
Look at the pressures, 29 pressures. He barely had time to breathe in the pocket.
Let me ask you a question, Coach. Did you watch the Green Bay game? Did you see Devin White in that group, what they did, JPP in that group, what they did, and Shaq Barrett, what they did to Aaron Rodgers, the MVP, and that offensive line and the pressure that came to bear against him? Did you watch the New Orleans game? Which I know you did. I'm just saying.
I hear you.
They've been doing this to everybody. So I don't want to use the offensive line as the major excuse as to why the defense was getting at Patrick Mahomes in the offense.
Oh, I'm not giving it. I'm not one of these guys that comes out after a loss, and I thought KC was going to win to say, hey, here are my excuses on why you lost. You lost a damn game. You lost the game, right? There's nothing you can do. But to sit up here and say that, hey, their O-line wasn't decimated and that didn't play a major factor into all this,
man,
I think we would be remiss.
Line,
right?
The defensive line was going to get after them regardless. Regardless, they could have had five all pros across the board on the offensive line. The fact of the matter is those dudes came to play. and they came reckless. I mean, and that is just what it is. And because of that, that blueprint is out there now. Teams in the offseason will study that game plan, and they will try to run that game plan back to Kansas City when they see them in 2021.
I would just say two things real quick, and one thing would be simple, and that is if you're a Chiefs fan, you can convince yourself, as everything that Key said, everything's a little bit up in the air right now. What's going on with Andy Reid, his family, Bieniemy's a free agent. He will obviously likely return as the offensive coordinator. But if you're a Chiefs fan, you can easily convince yourself, to Jay's point, my offensive line is decimated, and there's reputable reporting.
I'm sure that James is doing that right now.
James took today off, by the way. Right. Stressful day for him.
Member of the crew who's a big Chiefs fan, it's tough to recover. And there's reputable reporting that Patrick Mahomes is going to need surgery on his toe. If you're a Chiefs fan and you tell me those two things, I would say, okay, last thing, four scenarios. Which was the most remote? Chiefs win tight, Bucks win tight, Chiefs win blowout, Bucks win blowout. In my opinion, the latter.
The latter, for sure, right? Zubin.
And
for
that's
sure.
Why the NFL is awesome. Because the choice, the odds are that would never happen. And that's exactly what happened.
And I know we got to go, but think about it. The Rams just got Matthew Stafford. The Rams just picked up Matthew Stafford to try to make a run at the Super Bowl.
In their stadium?
In their stadium.
Sound familiar?
So, you know, just go figure who the champions will be next year.
We'll see. And it's unpredictable. That's why the NFL is great. I can predict today on Greeny, Romo-like. I can predict on Greeny. Alex Smith, the comeback player of the year in the NFL. I think that was pretty obvious. And the great Howie Long, Greeny immediately following us on ESPN Radio. On the way, your calls. Line them up. It's the debate of the day. Key says no debate. Enjoy it. Who's the GOAT of all team sports? Was it number 12?
Glad you didn't use athlete.
Number 23? Number 8, number 24. You tell us.
It's hands down one of the greatest accomplishments in sports history. We're new. We were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. You want to get this far, you got to get the job done, and we did it.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So they're going to have one more snap, and that will be all she wrote. He goes to a knee after getting it. How about this? How about this? In a world turned upside down by pandemic, in a year where everything has been different, one thing remains the same. Tom Brady is a Super Bowl champion again for the record-setting seventh time. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are Super Bowl 55 champions.
Indeed they are. That's Kevin Harlan on Westwood One. The Bucks over the Chiefs, 31-9. Brady, to tack on to his list of legendary accomplishments, if we had just to go through his accomplishments, I could probably get you to 9:54:07 Eastern this morning. But the one I wanted to point out, he won his fifth Super Bowl MVP, extending his own record. The football season, sadly, has come to an end. Don't worry, our football conversation is not going anywhere. The season, though, has come to an end. Tennis's major season is just beginning. Serena Williams defeats Laura Siegemann early at the Australian Open. Remember, she's in search of that 24th major to get her there on the court with the legendary Margaret Court, and a good start for the best player of the modern era, 6-1, 6-1. And in a piece of devastating news to the ESPN family, ESPN baseball reporter Pedro Gomez has died at the age of 58. He was with ESPN for the last 18 years. He covered more than 25 World Series and 20 All-Star games during a prolific 35-year career. And I just want to mention about Pedro Gomez. For many, many years, I worked on SportsCenter before joining these two gentlemen here in August. And I had the pleasure of interacting with Pedro on numerous occasions, mostly regarding baseball. Towards the end, he started covering Arizona sports in his beloved home state of Arizona with the Arizona Cardinals. But for the most part, we talked Major League Baseball. And the one thing I just want to say with regards to baseball is the one thing I remember about him more than anything, and we'll get into this throughout the course of the morning, is he was most proud. Sometimes, I'll take you behind the curtain just for 1 second. Sometimes you talk on television and we just have two questions. And Pedro, what did somebody say at practice? It's great to see you again. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. You're covering a series, right? It's a 5-game series, a 7-game series. I'll see you throughout. But one day we got to talking and we were just delayed. We had something going on. What's going on, man? You know what he said to me? He goes, Zubin, my son is about to play in the College World Series. His son, Rio, played at the University of Arizona. And for all the things that he did in his career, he said, the most proud thing I've done is not any of the stories I've filed or anything I've done. I watched my son play in the College World Series. And you have to remember, this is a guy that loved baseball more than anything. And to see his son play in the College World Series for the Wildcats, I can only imagine how Rio and his family are feeling this morning. And everybody at ESPN sends our prayers and sympathy to the Gomez family. Pedro Gomez has died at the age of 58.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, underdogs at home. And Tom Brady just does his thing. How about that? His 10th Super Bowl.
It's hands down one of the greatest accomplishments in sports history. We knew we were playing a great football team tonight, and we got the job done. You want to get this far, you got to get the job done. And we did it.
That he did. That SportsCenter update was brought to you by 1-800-FLOWERS. For all of your last-minute Valentine's Day needs, head to 1-800-FLOWERS. Right now, get 24 multicolored roses for $34.99. Or upgrade to 24 roses, red roses, for $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-FLOWERS.com. Click on the radio icon and enter code KJZ. This morning, we are asking, instead of KJZ, we're asking who is the GOAT in all of team sports, inspired, of course, by Tom Brady's 7th Super Bowl victory and his 10th Super Bowl appearance. So you tell us who it is and why. We'll talk a little football, go inside the front office of what happened yesterday's Super Bowl and what lies ahead and what could be an unprecedented quarterback carousel with our front office insider Mike Tannenbaum in 4 minutes. Let's start with Ademir. Ademir is in Iowa. You're on ESPN Radio, the all-time GOAT of team sports, Ademir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys are safe and well.
You too, brother.
And I have a little bit of a different perspective. So I grew up in Bosnia in the 90s, and it was a wartime. So very little exposure to the outside world. And I knew who Michael Jordan was and barely had any electricity. Would listen on the radio. And he brought the game global where, you know, it wasn't before him. So to me, there's no debate the impact that he's had.
Global.
Here's
what I would say, Key.
Different sport.
I agree with him. But basketball is more of an international sport. Football is an American sport. And I know that Tom Brady is the best quarterback to ever have done it. But at the end of the day, just basketball, the footprint is so much more expansive. I mean, it's funny. You know, I know we always talk about basketball. When you start looking international, though, like it's – basketball is just, it's aggressive. It's all over the world. And it's some, we have international players that get recognition all over the planet.
I would say that this year, Jay, you well know this, but this year NBA rosters, there were 107 players from foreign countries to accentuate what Jay said about being an international game. And let's be honest, I'm being a little facetious here, but I really don't think I am. Two countries in the world play American football. The United States and Canada. That's about it, right? But basketball is a global game, as evidenced by those 107 players. Sean is in Connecticut. You're on ESPN Radio. Sean, GOAT, team sports, all-timer.
Thank you. Well, first of all, shout out to Keith, because I've been a Bucs fan since I was about 6 years old, and I've been suffering in New England for a while, so this is a pretty good day for me. Jay Will said that MJ, I think, was the GOAT because he was undefeated, but like, he wasn't really undefeated, was he? He spent the first 10 years losing. So you want to say he's 6-for-6. He's really 18 years that he played? And Tom Brady's been to the championship 10 out of the 20 years he's been a starter. So I think that he loses that just, you know. You can't say that he's undefeated when he spent 10 years losing to Stan.
That's a distinction with the difference. That's like saying Montana was a loser except for those 4 times he got to the Super Bowl. I respect what you're saying, but you know what I mean? It's a little bit of an odd argument.
But that's why I don't even really get into these arguments conversations with people and they start trying to identify who the greatest of all time in their sport is. I'm like, dude, Montana was undefeated. We know what Brady has done. He's been to 10 Super Bowls and have won 7. Elway's won his fair share. Michael Jordan, LeBron James. I'm just really happy to be able to see him play and enjoy it. I'm not the one to ask that question because I ain't going to never say, oh, he's the greatest of all time. I'm just not, that's not who I am.
Right. You're not here to diminish greatness. No. You're here to accentuate greatness.
Exactly.
From Michael Jordan to Michael Tannenbaum. Can I call him that? Very formal. Mike Tannenbaum, the ESPN.
What a transition.
The ESPN front office insider joins us this morning on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Mike, let's just start with the poll question for you, because you're kind of cross-pollination. You're an agent. You've represented basketball players. You made your living in football. Who's the GOAT of all team sports?
Oh, it's Tom Brady, and then draw a line. You know, Jordan's probably second for me, but what he did last night, when you consider no offseason program and they just start, no preseason games, little bumpy, they go 7-5 and go undefeated, and you take 60, 70 people when you factor in players, coaches, staff, and you win a championship, that is really remarkable. He now has 7 rings more than any other franchise.
Mike, where does this one for Tom rank among his championships in your eyes?
You know, Key, I'm sure when he gets time to reflect sometime in the coming weeks or months, this has to be up there, be with his first one when they beat the Rams in the Superdome. I would just say that this is such a remarkable accomplishment when you think guys like Antonio Brown, he had never played with before. Gronk was out of football, and they cobbled this together, and he set the standard so high. And, you know, we talk about things like force multiplier or aura of association, and I know we'll get into it down the road with players like Deshaun Watson, but that's why certain players are so transformative. It's not only what he did on the field, but it was off the field. You know, he made that organization a winner, something they haven't done, Key, since you had been there, you know, going back 15, 20 years. So it's really remarkable. And again, I think his impact on the organization is way beyond the stat sheet.
So this didn't come from me. It came from our producer, Evan. I'm going to ask this, though. He wants to know how jealous you are that Tom Brady was able to put together a Super Bowl championship as a general manager. He's calling Tom Brady a general manager. I'm not calling him a GM. In one season, more so, he says, than you did your whole career. Didn't come from me. It came from our producer.
It's cold-blooded, Mike. It's cold-blooded.
Hey, no, totally fair. Look, I knocked on the door a couple times, as you guys well know. Tom Brady was unbelievable, again, off the field, because players want to play with him. And you talk about moving the story forward. They have a number of free agents, guys like Shaq Barrett, Gronk, AB, Fournette. But when you practice and play on natural grass, which players love, you have perfect weather like you do in Tampa, you have no state income taxes, and you have a chance to win because Tom Brady's your quarterback. Yeah, he's a great GM. And that's why they're going to be right in the mix next year as well. And it's a perfect combination. And as long as they could protect them, and that's what we saw last night, guys, the difference in the game was up front. Tampa was able to protect Tom Brady, and Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, for the first time as a Chief, didn't score because Tampa Bay consistently got pressure with 4 players.
Wait, Mike, are you forecasting that Tampa Bay is going to win it again next year? Is that your prediction right now?
Jay, well, I don't know if they're going to win it, but they will be right in the conversation. When you look at the NFC, obviously the Saints will take a step back, moving on from Drew Brees. Who knows who comes out of the NFC East? Green Bay will be there. But beyond Green Bay, I think it's very realistic for Tampa to get back. Unlike Kansas City, where Patrick Mahomes' cap number starts going up significantly, Tom Brady's cap number is more flat. So I think they have a chance to keep more players. And again, going back to Tom Brady being the general manager, players will take a little bit less money because of 2 things. 1, they're paying less in taxes, so it's more money in their pocket. And 2, they feel like they have a real chance to win.
Wow. Tom Brady back in the Super Bowl again at 44 years old. Let's go to the Chiefs side for a second, Mike. So much is going on. Andy Reid's son having that car accident. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes having the toe injury, the O-line decimated. Where do the Chiefs go from here?
Yeah, first of all, you know, our thoughts are with the victims of that unbelievable tragedy that I think we'll find out a lot more in the coming days. They have some really big decisions. They have a couple of really good players that are up. Sammy Watkins, who's a great receiver when he's healthy. Daniel Sorensen, who's a little bit of an underrated starting safety for me. He's a free agent. And Patrick Mahomes' cap number goes from $5 million to $24 million. So we know over time their nucleus is going to shrink. Travis Kelce will be there. Tyreek Hill will be there. But other players will have to graduate. And I think the one thing we saw last night, if Patrick Mahomes has any kryptonite whatsoever, is the pass rush. And he looked last night like a young, inexperienced player where he was under duress. He was never comfortable in the pocket. He bailed out quite a bit. And that offensive line has to come back healthy. And that's where it all starts. And Coach Reed knows that. And I'm sure that'll be the focus of their offseason.
Mike, now that the season is officially over and we're starting to get ready for the 2021 offseason, if you were the general manager of the New York Jets right now, what is the asking price for Sam Darnold if you wanted to move him?
It's a second-round pick because he's a player that's star of the league key. He has not shown greatness, and it's very similar to what we saw with Josh Rosen leaving Arizona and being traded to the Dolphins. Top 10 pick, new coach comes in. In that case, it was Cliff Kingsbury. This play case, it's Robert Saleh. A second-round pick, I think, would be a fair price.
Just a two? That's it? Wow. What about Carson Wentz?
I mean, look what he's done. I mean, what? Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Carson wants to be maybe a little bit more because he's played at a higher level. But I think a second-round pick based on his body of work. And if I'm Joe Douglas, part of that conversation, though, is I'm going to take whatever I can get for Sam Darnold and add it to my four first-round picks. I'm calling Nick Caserio, the Houston Texan guys. I am not taking no for an answer because if I can get Deshaun Watson, I am not acquiring a great quarterback. I am acquiring the next Derek Jeter. I'm going to own New York for the next 10, 15 years with maybe Kevin Durant and what's going on with the Nets, and I am changing my franchise. So Sam Darnold's been good. Deshaun Watson is great, and he's a great face of your franchise both on and off the field.
It's been an unexpected offseason already. We're just hours into it. We already saw Jared Goff, Matt Stafford. As our colleague Adam Schefter, who's going to join us a little bit later this morning, said it could be an unprecedented movement at the quarterback carousel, and Mike will be here to take us through the entire offseason. Promises to be an offseason unlike any other after a season unlike any other. Mike, appreciate the perspective this morning.
Just remember, Mike, that wasn't me.
It was our producers, Mike.
It was our producers.
Noted. Duly noted.
In Mike's defense, he did get to two straight AFC championships.
Oh, don't try to come on.
Oh, yeah,
on
now
you're going
to try to come
don't
on. Yeah.
No, Evan. No, you can't do that.
Never got over the hump.
Oh, jeez.
We're not here to hang conference championship banners. We're here to hang Super Bowl championship.
I've seen somebody recently hung like a championship banner, but it was like a divisional banner.
That is so weak. A divisional
banner.
Who was
that? I know what it was.
Winning divisions are tough.
No, that wasn't it. It was Tom Brady on his social media went after the Colts or something. They held, they hung like a divisional banner or something.
They did.
Yeah, and he was like, oh, God.
Yes, it was an old school one.
It was the Deflategate year.
Yep.
Yeah, the Deflategate year. Yeah.
Hanging out years. Speaking of deflating, all right, Adam Schefter is going to join us this morning, says, Carson Wentz and the Eagles are as good as done. It's just a matter of when. A deflating end to an unbelievable start. I want to talk about this here for the next few minutes because obviously Goff and Stafford has happened. We're waiting for Deshaun, although it's important to note that the Texans this weekend all through all reporting saying at this point, don't even call. He's not available. That's another story for another day, and we'll certainly get to it. I want you guys to listen to this. I dug this out the other day, and this is why you never know, as Key says in the NFL. Okay, always remember this. The Eagles surrendered five picks for the right to move up to the two spot to select either Jared Goff or Carson Wentz.
Give it to me because this is interesting.
Now listen to this. This is Executive Vice President of Football Operations Howie Roseman. Right after, fellas, the five picks were surrendered. They gave up a haul to get to two, right? And I want you to listen to this. I'm not going to kill Howie. I'm going to qualify this, but this is very important. Quote, this is 2016. Remember 2016 draft. When we went and researched and saw what the quarterback classes are going to look like going forward next year, 2 years out, that's a daunting proposition. Okay, let's stop there. The next year, Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes were drafted, right? So you think you know, but you never know. So Howie said we moved up because I was looking over the horizon at the next year and the following year. And I just didn't see anything. Now, I don't
I could stop you right there.
Go ahead.
That's bad general managing to start with. You're looking 2 years down the line. You cannot predict 2 years down the line what some college kid is going to do. Just think about Joe Burrow. 2 years ago, prior to him being drafted as number one overall pick, where did you have him?
Day two.
So there you go.
But even if you do, Key, you don't say that.
No, you can't.
Even if you think that, you don't say that because you don't know.
But you can't. You're right, Jay, but there's no way in hell possible some guy could tell you what a player who's a freshman is going to look like as a junior. There's no way of knowing.
And fellas, let me just quickly qualify, because like I said, there's another part to this statement, but the first part was said. Like, we got to trade up because I'm looking over the horizon and I don't see much. He did follow up. Now, quote, now, a lot of things changed.
Really?
There's no question. What we see now is probably not what we see a year from now or 2 years from now, but it's also going to look back at the history of the last 15 years. What he basically said is, if you have the opportunity to go up and grab somebody, history says you better go do it because you don't know the next time you'll be in a position, because you don't want to be drafting again in the top 10. But it's just a cautionary tale, Key, that once Carson Wentz is traded, that the number one and number two overall picks in the 2015 and 2016 draft will all have traded teams. Think about it, right? Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, the latter of whom could be on his third team very soon. But think about that. Number one, number two overall picks, all QBs, and sooner or later, soon as Wentz gets moved, they'll all be gone.
When you miss on a quarterback, or you miss on anybody high in the draft like that, it could potentially set your franchise back for years to come. The Buccaneers, they got as much as they could out of Jameis Winston. They couldn't get any more. Mm-hmm. But what they were able to do is go get a guy who was available in Tom Brady, who knew how to win. Mm-hmm. So it didn't necessarily set their franchise back. 2 years from now, they're going to have to find another quarterback to replace, because it certainly wouldn't be Blaine Gabbert, but they're going to have to find somebody to replace Tom Brady. If Jameis Winston was there, they'd have him for another 10 years at quarterback if he was doing what they needed him to do. You look at the Houston Texans moving away from Deshaun Watson, potentially could set the franchise back for so many years to come, because you anticipate he was going to be there for the next 12 years. Mm-hmm. That's why you gave him the big money. Now you've got to go and find a guy out there that you think you could have underneath that center for the next 12 years. It's hard to do.
It just feels like Howie Roseman is disoriented, very much like the weekend last night in that whole maze scene. I had no idea what was going on. I was spinning around, and that's what's happening to Howie Roseman right now, Key. That's how I feel.
And fellas, think about this. How many years ago? Look, when they won the Super Bowl like 3 years ago, whatever it was, three full seasons ago. I mean, think about this. They were the envy of the league. Howie Roseman was picking
Philly players
left and right. Yep. Philly special. We can make it work with Wentz. We can make it work with Foles. But we got to give Wentz job back because he earned it. And Foles just quietly stayed as the backup. It was harmonious, Jay. And now they're the most dysfunctional team in the NFL.
I mean, this whole thing is like recycling. Now they're talking about trading with the Bears and getting Nick Foles back. I mean, this is like the Knicks getting Derrick Rose back. What? What is going on?
Did happen.
What is going on?
But this goes to my point about the Kansas City Chiefs. Or chefs in that commercial, either one. You look at what happened to Philadelphia. Not that Kansas City is in the same place as terms of dysfunctional organizations as Philadelphia, but Philadelphia hadn't gotten back. Philadelphia quarterback is on the move. Patrick Mahomes isn't going anywhere, but it's just hard to keep that consistency the way the New England Patriots did it for years. And everybody points to New England and Tom Brady and think that that is just like something that you can just go and go to a vending machine and dial up what you want and it's going to fall out. Hey, I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm on a Super Bowl. Boom. That doesn't work like that.
They're the outlier. If it was so easy, why hasn't even a second team sniffed it, right? A second team. Just, there's 32 of them.
It's very difficult. So many things have to align. I thought we were going to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, back to back to back. I figured we getting ready to run. We're going to walk away from this thing with three rings.
Bucks didn't get back till yesterday.
Think
about it.
Guys, I know we're erring on the side of how difficult it is, but at the same time, they have been to back-to-back Super Bowls, right? I mean, there were people saying last year, well, it's like, you know, hey, look, it's difficult for them to get back. They have the talent to do so if they're able to keep things intact.
And the Buffalo Bills went to four straight. Just saying.
You can never underestimate the impact of what a loss could do to an organization, mentally, physically, the psyche, it's all there. No matter what, whether you win or lose, you never come back as that same team. So it's unreasonable to expect that you could have the same result. You never come back the same. On the way, Brady will go down in history as a Super Bowl MVP, but a couple of compelling cases, that award could have gone somewhere else. That's next.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.